Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
We're back. We got Chad I here. P-Duck. Louie, a.k.a. Lawrence, a.k.a. Lou Goyle.
Hey.
We have Murph here. I meant Murray.
No, hey.
And Poncho Cape Adam. He had a poncho cape on last night. We went to recess in Philly, and everybody became a shit show.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence had on a gay vest with no shirt underneath, dancing around. Chicasso's dancing like he's trying to get into the cave, which is a gay nightclub in Philly. Wasn't your ex-girlfriend there?
My ex-girlfriend's sister was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wasn't somebody trying to hit on her to make you jealous?
No, hit on her? Nah. No, she was just there hanging out. She was just hanging out. Had to show her a good time.
No, he was not trying to make him jealous. He was trying to make his ex-girl jealous.
Man, I must say, those nightclubs, like, people think it's so, like... awesome once they get in, like, you have to wait in line. It's like, yeah, I got in. All it is loud ass music. You can't even hit on a girl if you wanted to.
Yeah.
The only way you could possibly do it is to, like, dance with them and hope that something happens. And it's like bottle service, and you get like a $40 bottle of vodka, and you have to pay $300 for it.
And yep. It's like a five bottle minimum.
Yeah, it's one of those places. No, I don't think so.
No, it wasn't five.
Three bottle minimum?
Nah.
Three bottle minimum. It's something.
They didn't make us get no bottles.
Well, we drank on bottles,
but they didn't make us get none.
Louis was dancing the night away.
Whose bottles were all those lined up?
Then he got so drunk, he started emailing Missy her naked photos from Playboy. Like, why does she need to see that?
That's weird.
Me and Chad texted Missy last night at like 5:30 in the morning.
He turned down a bit.
Yeah, what do you want me to turn down?
The music, it's super loud.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it sounds good. Hey.
Yeah, that's better.
So what do you guys want to do to each other here?
So all right, we're going to the CVS. You fuck every foot pussy you see.
All right.
And then I come in.
Okay.
I'll knock out the dude. We'll take all...
right. Okay. I go in. I fuck the first old guy I see. You go in. You find every foot pussy in the room. Murph, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going
to
be...
You just have to sit there until you cream your jeans.
Yeah. I'm going to steal all the pregnancy tests and Plan Bs, Plan B pills.
Did you get any pussy lately?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I banged this girl to find out whether she stole my neighbor's car or not. I banged this girl... I don't want to say her name, but my next-door neighbor's car got stolen, and we thought it was in her garage.
So how would banging her out make you find out if she stole the car or not?
Because I can't just walk into her house and be like, let me check out your garage. So I said to Trish, I was like, yo, I'm gonna bang this girl and go check in her garage and see if the car's there. So that night, I said I was going to do it, and that night I banged out on her, walked her home, and like sat down in her basement and pretended like I was flicking a cigarette, and I was like, oh, shit. And then I walked in there, and I was like, the car ain't there. Walked home at 7:30 in the morning. I was like, Trish, car ain't in the driveway or in the garage. She's like, oh, man, you fucked her, didn't you? I was like, yep.
Car ain't in the garage.
Car ain't in the garage, but I was in her garage.
Didn't you have a threesome last week?
Oh, man. Two weeks ago, I had a threesome.
How many times does he not have a threesome?
How did that one go?
I got kicked out of it.
You got kicked out of the threesome?
So...
What, they were lezzing out, and then you tried to get involved?
Well,
like,
no,
get the fuck out of here, creepo.
I'm literally banging this chick from behind, and, like, after an hour and a half, she turns around and goes, who are you? I go, oh my I'm the God. Guy that's been dick deep in you for the past hour and a half. What the fuck do you mean, who am I?
So who I sat, are you?
So I sat at the edge of the bed and watched him just, like, dyke it for a while, and then I just, like, fucking left the room and, like, went downstairs and laughed uncontrollably that I got pretty much kicked out of a threesome.
Were you jerking off when you were watching the rest
no,
of the
No, no, I wasn't. No. I thought about trying to, like, catch a bead onto her back or something just to be a dickhead.
Isn't it crazy how booze can change the mood completely about what happens? Like, like if there's a bunch of sober girls at a party, like, you, most likely nothing will happen. But if they're like a shit show by the end of the night, like, it'll just be a raging orgy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Tomorrow they'll be like, oh, that was a crazy night, girls, huh?
Yeah. They'll just claim that they were drunk. That'll be their excuse.
Yeah, I know. I was
another
drunk.
One down.
You were drunk.
So wait, what did you say? You said that if you bang other girls, if you get loads of chicks, then the girl will like you more?
Yeah. It's a proven fact.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
If you, the more girls you get with, the more girls want you.
Maybe if you're dating a stripper.
Yeah.
Are you dating a stripper?
I ain't dating nobody. I'm single down to mingle. Girls, give me a call.
How about this freestyle battle, huh?
Oh, dude, where is Dennis? You should call him up.
He's pretty good, man.
We should have brought him.
I tried to set it up.
Well, we'll have to do it next week then.
He had a birthday
you should just
party.
Call him on the phone. You did it to me.
This is spur of the moment. We're up in New Hope right now. So
no
it's
hope.
Not usually the radio show at my house.
Yeah. We're taping in New Hope.
In a neat studio.
I miss the old Hope. Yeah,
we're here at the studio.
I kind of like the old Hope myself.
You're in the studio that CKY made, Carver City, the new CKY album.
Oh, and the Mox, didn't the Moxie record here?
I don't remember.
No.
Production recorded
here. He doesn't remember.
I recorded Take a Fat Bitch
Home. Yeah, the Moxie did record here. Lots of bands have not recorded here.
You have a rapper in the studio?
Who was the most recent band to record here?
The most recent
Carver
band.
City.
The most recent band,
wasn't that Candy
it
Six?
It was, yeah, something I did with this chick.
Candy Six and the Maddie J's.
What'd you do with her?
What'd you fucking nobody?
What'd you do with her?
You know, come on.
Louis, what does April Showers bring again?
Mayhem. Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
April Showers brings mayhem.
So Lou, what you think about the girls down there at the club last night?
I don't remember.
But the girl dancing on the box, the dark hair girl?
My goal in that place is to dance with every girl there.
I think it happened.
For a split second.
That's what happens when you have a few drinks you tend to try to dance with every single girl in one song.
Yeah.
You'll just like give each girl 10 seconds.
I don't really like
isn't that what you give them anyway?
I like dance by myself.
Dancing with myself.
Yeah.
Oh.
You like to dance with yourself?
Yeah, it's more fun.
What else do you like to do with yourself?
Well, dude, those clubs though, man, the biggest fucking bozos show up there in their like alligator t-shirts and stuff. And you know what I mean?
Like, old men with like hot Asian chicks.
Love hot Asians. And alligator.
I just don't see the logic in like spending $30 for a fucking Heineken. Like,
yeah,
take me to a Rotten Ralph's across the street, you know, like, or whatever. bring me to a dive bar.
Yeah, but there's always dive bitches at dive bars.
What were you doing in LA, Bam?
I was shooting a music video in San Francisco with the 69 Eyes, and I actually had to French this girl 5 times. It looked exactly like Angelina Jolie.
You had to French her 5 times.
Well, I was playing her boyfriend in the thing, and Missy refuses to watch it. She says she'll never watch it.
What was the reasons for the retakes?
There wasn't any retakes. We just had to do it in different locations. We had to do it at the Golden Gate Bridge, then in a bedroom, then
so the video
on the
was just
sidewalk.
You making out with this girl the whole time?
No. It's kind of like just a story. Like I don't even know if we're gonna use all of them, but the Golden Gate Bridge one looks pretty rad. It'll be a cool video. We still have to do pickup shots at the house in Philly that I have. We're gonna have a ambulance pull up and bring me out in a gurney because I die in the video because the
don't
song's called "Dead and Gone." So,
who was out there with you? Didn't you say you were filming out with that dog, the little dog that runs away, Benji?
Oh, yeah, Benji Madden sings the hook in the video, so we had to go down to LA and shoot him on a green screen. So, yeah, that went pretty well. He was seriously in and out. It only took like 20 minutes because he sings the hook on a green screen, so he only had to sing the song twice. So he was like, that's it, I'm done. That was the easiest thing, because we already had all the lights ready and the camera ready to go, so he literally just walked in the Jackass studio, in and out.
That's good, Charlotte.
I think it's kind of cool that Benji's in the video. People are totally going to like not expect that.
Yeah, everybody loves dogs. You know? I mean, well, what kind of dog was Benji?
Fucking Benji, wasn't he?
He was a mutt.
Yeah, it was...
Dirty mutt.
I'm bad with names.
Production, you have a pit bull?
Yeah, I got a pit bull named Puppet.
What are you going to do when you move with your dog?
I don't know. It kind of sucks because I'm...
Where are you moving?
I have no idea. I'm getting evicted.
Why? You didn't
My
pay rent?
My album's called Rent's Due, and I'm getting fucking evicted. How funny is that?
Rent's due,
and I'm getting evicted.
I thought you were moving to Atlanta.
That's the plan, and then hopefully to Port St. Lucie, and then eventually to Orlando. Try and get this.
Why Atlanta? You want to hang out with Outkast and Lil Wayne?
Big music there for hip hop, you know?
It is a big hip hop scene in Atlanta.
Yeah, real big. So.
Who's that dude who sings A Bay Bay? You ever heard that song? A Bay Bay.
That song is terrible.
When you're walking in the club, A Bay Bay. When you're sitting on the A Bay Bay. Like you say, hey baby, but he's like, A Bay Bay. A B A Y B A Y. A Bay Bay. And they filmed the video outside of this like ghetto Chevrolet dealership. It's fucking terrible, dude. When you're sitting on dubs, A Bay Bay. When you're walking in the club, A Bay Bay. You say, A Bay Bay. A Bay Bay. A Bay Bay. Then he has this big ass t-shirt on that says A Bay Bay. Fucking horrible. I think he's the same dude who sings Halle Berry, Halle yeah. Berry, Halle Berry,
yeah,
Halle
yeah. Berry. Have you heard that song? Yeah, it's
like
serious.
He walks into a club and there's like this girl who's like not even semi-attractive. She's like definitely 20 pounds or 30 pounds overweight, and like she has short hair, so he thinks he looks like Halle Berry. I walk in the club, I say Halle Berry, Halle Berry.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's on your fucking Latin production. Give me that lighter.
Man,
that's dude. That's the thing about like rap songs, like. You could make one in like a day, like
ever.
In rock and roll songs. You gotta like really pay attention, and it could take a month to write a really deep song. But like with rap songs, you could just be like,
come up with one.
Somebody call 911, cause shorty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa,
Sean Kingston, that song's
never heard that.
Fucking awesome.
Somebody call 911, cause shorty's fire burning on the dance floor. Like she's shaking her ass so hard.
His name is Hurricane Chris.
Yeah, that's who it is. Hurricane Chris. Yeah. Chris.
I'm gonna look it.
Halle Berry, Halle Berry.
Kurt, who sings Booty Doo?
Booty Doo.
Booty Doo. You ever heard that one? Stanky Leg and Booty Doo. Those are my
Do the Booty Doo.
I kind of like them just because they're so bad.
It's like Dancing for Dummies. You ever like get them? It's like down south music. Sometimes I just like refer it as Dancing for Dummies because you be in the club and you don't have to have any rhythm. You just kind of just dancing like a dummy.
Stanky Leg is.
All the Stanky Leg is you put your finger under your nose and you just kind of go like this. That's all the Stanky Leg.
I thought the Stanky Leg like was like yeah. When you banged a girl with a smelly hoo ha.
What is that?
Yeah, that's
it. Hey, baby, you have it.
It's Louis got it. Put it up.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Fuck.
And these guys get signed.
That's
about it.
Dude, almost every rap song is being up in the club, sipping on a drink, girls shaking their asses, or cars good, and money.
What rap more could you ask for, dude? What more could you ask for?
Rap used to be good, and then I don't know when it went downhill so fast.
Dude, like, think about... If you were going to direct a rap music video, like, all you need to do is say, all right, guys, I got it. How about this? You guys cruise up in a dope-ass car, show the rims.
Yep.
You get out. There's girls all over you. They start shaking their ass.
You're
just up in the club just looking rad. How about that?
I like it. We should do that.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That's fuck good. Like, genius. That's every single rap video
for production.
I'd like a CKY video like that.
You know what? That might be pretty original.
Monster Magnet tried it. They did like a real similar video to like a rap video where it was, looked like a P. Diddy video, and it kind of ruined Monster Magnet's career for a second, I think.
The funniest thing was when we were filming Ming Hags, we were filming like this jokey scene with the Lambos and the Hummer and the Mercedes in the background, and we were filming him do his rap song, and he was dead serious, like, yo man, this could seriously be like a dope ass rap video. Like, dude, I'm just joking around. Like, you know, like I'm just kinda mocking it.
Probably could have been.
It looked good when I saw it. I thought it looked good.
So CKY is once again doing Hellview 4. That's the fourth annual Halloween concert that CKY does in the Philly area.
On Mischief
Night,
right?
Yeah, this time it's going to be on Mischief Night, which I heard from a girl from Baltimore. She calls it Moving Night. That's what they call it out there. Maybe Novak would be able to tell us.
Moving Night?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
She's like, Mischief Night. I'm like, she means you. She says, you mean Moving Night?
Moving Night.
I don't know.
How's that Moving Night?
Doesn't sound like it. But she said they probably changed it to discourage people from mischief. M Night Shyamalan. But
M Night, man, M Night Shyamalan was filming in fucking
the 30th
Philly. Dude, I was like super jealous, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're in San Francisco, like barely have enough budget money to rent like a lousy dolly or something. He's got like cranes and fucking lights and all this shit on standby that he's not even using. Like,
well, we were walking by in Philly.
He's got 20 PAs just sitting there on standby doing absolutely nothing. And, like, I was watching what they were filming, and all they were filming that day was
A sign,
and they had a Steadicam, and they were just, like,
have an extra
walking around the sign, and they had, like, 30 paid extras just to be walking.
What movie was he filming?
Like, City Walk. I don't know, but that kid from Slumdog Millionaire was in it.
It's like a remake of some cartoon or comic book or something.
I really don't know. There's a lot of movies that are coming out. Law Abiding Citizen, they filmed a mile away at the from my house at the Chester County Prison.
What about Jackass 3? Do you start filming that soon?
January. But we also have 8 episodes with Spike TV coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, me and Ryan Dunn and some intern and maybe Novak and somebody else.
Sweet, dude.
But, yeah, it's kind of like Viva La Bam on the road. We'll be in Europe most of the time, like Eastern Europe, weird places.
You should stop by a CKY concert. CKY's about to go on tour to Europe.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming to some of the shows, but I'm so fucking pissed that I have to miss Russia just because I have to do a book signing in Jersey that I cannot miss.
Where in Jersey?
Well, I have a book coming out called Sirius's Dog Dirt, and it comes out November 14th, so that's like right when you guys go to Russia, and
we'll be in Helsinki then.
Mm-hmm.
What's that book about?
Fucking CKY in Russia, dude. Let me just say. That's pretty fucking cool. CKY in Japan in January. Ooh. How's that?
CKY
and In Flames in Japan, yeah.
The book is about, like, just the past 10 years of my life documented, like...
Kind of like a biography?
Yeah, a lot of photos and stuff, and the cool thing about it is you don't have to read it from the beginning to the end. You could just kind of just open it and read a story. Like,
oh, that's good.
It's just
like
a bunch of short
like
stories.
Song, right?
Which one?
Look at this photograph.
when I look at it, it makes me laugh.
Take a look at it, and
Nickelback. Dude, they have so many fans, and some of the songs are just so cheesy, dude.
I don't know, man. I think all their songs are cheesy.
I want to be a rock star with my 15 cars. 15 cars?
You like rapping
cars you got?
But rock.
No. He actually says, hang out at the coolest bars, and we drive around in our 15 cars. I want to be a rock star. Man, dude.
Yeah. Well, there's like, what, 5 people in the band? How they drive 15 cars?
I don't know.
You gotta have 15 cars.
I don't know how you could drive 15 cars. You could own 15 cars, but you can't drive them all. Cars. How you gonna do that? That's illegal.
So what? You're saying Steve's here? Yeah, we'll bring Steve in. And
Steve.
Steve was at the bar last night, right? We'll put a leather jacket on him. We'll have him talk about what a leather jacket can do for a man. Believe me, I've proven it. You should get yourself a leather jacket. Find it out for yourself.
Did P-Duck dress like a rapper last... I mean, a rocker last night? Oh, no.
Dude.
You were wearing black, weren't you?
I was wearing black, yeah. I had rhinestones all over me. I was decked out.
Like wristbands
Look at his shoes, dude. He wants white shoes, so he spray paints them every day.
Gotta look fresh to the
every
left,
day.
Play the part.
He spray paints them white. That looks cheaper than if they were fucking a little dirty.
I like them.
What's up?
So, anyway, that's Joe.
But, what up, Joe?
Hey, you got a song?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of good shows coming on at the Note. 69 Eyes are on the 21st, CKY is on Mischief Night, and Vane's Agenda is on the 26th.
Yeah,
and
there's a bunch of other CKY dates I want to get to eventually, because we fucking have nobody promoting us, and if it's the last thing I do.
Yeah, so... Oh, and The Becoming is from Tennessee. They're opening up for 69 Eyes, so I'm going to play their song right now. This song is called Silent as the Grave on Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion.
Never ever know it's there, so take a breath. action, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Wow, boo-boo.
That was the becoming Radio Bam Series 28 faction. And, speaking of the club recess, I took a cab from the Murano building, and the taxi driver says, "Hey, man, I hope you have exact change because I just got robbed." I'm like, "What?
What?
You got robbed?" He's like, "Yeah, I picked up these two fucking blonde, innocent girls that, like, were 17 years old, pick them up from motherfucking Pottstown, which is, like, an hour and a half away. It was a $180 cab ride, and then they just pulled out a gun out of their purse, said, 'Give me all your money.'" And then, like, he was so caught off guard that he didn't roll up the back window that, you know, because he's like, "Oh, it's two blonde 17-year-old girls. Yeah, what's the big deal?" You know, like, so he just left it like that. They pull out a fucking gun and take all of it, like, $300 out of him. And then they also owed him $180. And then by the time the cops came, they were fucking history. That's gnarly, dude.
It's terrible. Scabby cabbies.
Would you be a cab driver production?
No.
Well, you don't got a license. So.
Yeah.
Nobody in this room has a license, do they?
I don't have a license.
Lawrence has a license.
Well, I got one.
You got one, yeah. You do. Adam's been driving everywhere.
One. Adam's designated driver.
Yeah. Well, Murray, why did you lose your license?
I got a DUI checkpoint stop. It was fucking wasted.
You ever hear that Shitbird song? The DUI.
I never thought I'd get a DUI again.
But I did. Did you go to the Shipbird show at the Thursday Camel?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Fun.
Jesse said he was still recovering, and that his Shipbird's gig was on a Saturday. Jess was still hungover on a Tuesday.
Dude, this place, Thirsty Camel, it's like the most minion-ass dive bar, and there's like haggard-ass girls that are like, have like cellulite, they wear like lingerie, and they like,
are they Shitbirds fans?
It's called Lingerie Lunch. Every lunch you go there and they serve it in lingerie, but they're like minging, dude.
Good to create an appetite.
It's like Novak bringing me to like the worst strip club in Baltimore. Bam, best crab cakes in Baltimore. I'm like, "Novak, I don't want to eat fucking crab cakes when there's a pussy in my face, dude.
That has crabs."
Like, I already smell the crabs. I don't want to eat a crab cake, dude.
Crab cake.
Well, if you want the best crab cake in Baltimore, you got to go to Skin.
Skin.
Visit Maria there.
Read that.
It's about
Steve. I gave you a leather jacket, and I gave Mary a leather jacket. You guys,
the leather jacket.
Hey, talk closer to that mic, buddy.
The leather jacket is mad.
So Dennis just texted, and he said, "Right, okay, dude, I don't know if I can. I would need to know when you're gonna call. I'm at a family party for Danielle. It may be weird if I murder him at a family party."
Oh, on a rap battle.
It's on.
You can do it, dude. You know what? He was on the phone the last battle.
Yeah, I was on the phone last battle.
We can put him on the phone and do it.
All right,
let him do it.
Yeah. Should I text him or should I just call him? Fucking!
I would call him in the drum room.
Let me give him some beats.
Go in the drum room there and give him a call, and then you get him on. But
so,
Steve,
what's up with this magical? Why was it so magical?
It's a jacket for me.
Okay, so it smells like you.
No, it smells like my face, man.
Yeah, I still smell mildew.
Yeah, who's the one who had a smelly mildew ass jacket and then got pussy out of the deal?
Steve.
Did you get pussy out of the deal?
No.
Almost
got some. Yeah, light skinned black girl. I walked out of the bathroom and
she smelled it.
All of a sudden, she jumped out of the crowd and we started dancing and making out.
Oh man, your mildew ass jacket's so fucking sexy.
Yes, well, no, the thing was.
Were you wearing the sunglasses at the same time?
The sunglasses.
Yeah.
The bandana.
She made out the Terminator.
Bandana. The thing was, is the guy in the bathroom, the bathroom attendant. Sprayed some CK1 on
CKY?
CK1.
So that's what it was. If I had nothing to do with the leather jacket,
it could have had something to do.
You looked like somebody last
you
night
did.
In that club.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You looked.
I mean, Murray, when you had that leather jacket on, you thought it was like a.
It was magical. Everyone's looking at you. I feel like kind of an asshole with the fucking jacket on.
Yeah, you were an asshole.
You looked like an asshole.
No. Did I tell you what I heard in the bathroom one
night? No. Do I want to know?
This little black kid and this big black dude taking a shit. "Yo, Tyrone!
What?
You taking a shit, dog?"
"What?
Yeah. Aight." That was it.
What, last night?
No, the other night.
Jesus.
is checking on him.
Yo, Tyrone.
Found
what?
Out. Was like,
you taking a shit, dog?
Yeah.
I.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I look like the biggest asshole in the history
of
the world.
No, you look awesome, dude.
No, you look great, man.
Dress Adam up. He's a fireman. He's kind of a regular-looking dude. He gets away with things. Probably gets away with too much, but...
Yeah. He puts on a poncho cape and gets pussy.
Last night, dude, I took the throw fucking blanket off my couch, put a fucking safety pin in it, made him a cape. It was like a fucking leopard, like furry leopard cape. Put my leather cowboy hat on him and
the vest and the
sunglasses.
I looked like Bret Michaels.
Every girl was taking party pictures and a fucking birthday girl. Yep.
Yeah, how many photos did you take?
I must have done at least 20 or 30 pictures last night in that outfit.
We went so little out of our way to make that thing happen.
Oh, it was. I had my jeans tucked into my snow boots, dude. That was fucking happening.
All your shit worked, but Jacasso came in looking quite freakish.
Yeah, he was.
Why did he have all that makeup on? It wasn't a Halloween.
Because on Halloween we dress up like Goshen Mortuary, which is a black metal band, so we have like white face paint with like upside down crosses painted in it, but he thought that we were being Goshen Mortuary last night, and he was just like, solo with all this face paint over there.
He told me on the phone, he's like, Murph dog, don't worry, I'm bringing enough face paint for everybody.
Murph,
I'm like, okay,
now vote.
That's for the CKY show, Goshen Mortuary.
Colin,
you're doing it again. Is Novak gonna come?
Turn down the music.
Yo, he's got to hear a production.
Okay, wait a minute. We're on the phone with Dennis?
Wait a
minute.
Are you there? Hold on.
You want a beat? He's not going to hear the fucking beat, though.
So what? Why don't I get a beat at least? You there? He wouldn't rap to no beats at Bam's house.
Wait a minute, dude. All right.
Hold on.
You want a fucking beat?
Ask him about the family party first.
Where are you at? A family party, Dennis?
Take it away from the mic.
Yep, family party.
All right, Dennis is at a family party. Dennis supposedly slays production at a freestyle.
I'm saying they're both good, but I'd like to hear a battle. Whoa.
Get it away from your headphones, Louie.
Yeah, Lawrence.
It's like Feedback Central.
What are you, fucking scientist?
He will. I'll hold the phone when I'm rapping.
He hears us talking through the phone. He's on speakerphone, correct? Right. Put your headphones back on.
So what are we going to do? What am I going to go first?
Both of them.
Is that what you want me to do, Dennis? You want me to go first?
This is a rap battle. This is a rock radio show.
You can barely hear me? Let me hold the phone.
You do Dennis over there.
Still a P-Dog.
All right. Yeah, Dennis. I don't spark no arc, and I don't cock no Glock. I'll kill you because you a narc and probably a cop. So where's your badge? Start flashing it quick. You never had no passion with chicks because you were smashing on dick. And your mother and your father weren't supposed to fuck. But I punched her in a jaw and had her mouth sewn shut. Not my fault you got a psychotic past. As a toddler, your own father probably fondled your ass. Stop rapping before you get chopped up in bags. Yo, were you at Bam's? Yeah, you was dressed up in drag. Bam, you got me battling a fag. You lose, you suck. Put the mic down, look for some dudes to fuck. Get screwed in butt. This mic, as soon as I touch, I lead this dude in a rut without getting him two to the gut. I got hate that's consumed and corrupt. Up, soon to erupt. Yo, Dennis, look for me in June because I'm soon to blow up.
Cute. P-Duck.
That's production.
Dennis,
response.
Yo, production, dude. You couldn't even touch my shit. I'm so fucking dead. You're like a hypocrite. Was on your MySpace page fucking the other day. I fucking love the way you try to rip off Jay-Z. You couldn't touch his fucking style and you make me laugh. You should fucking go upstairs and take a bubble bath. Your fucking gear is so whack. I had the Cures for years and everybody saying I'm so great like Tears for Fears. You couldn't touch me, man. Try to write a fucking hook. When I read the shit, it's like a Dr. Seuss fucking book. I'm so good, you're so weak, I'm so easy. When I battle you, I'm feeling fucking queasy. I'm so nice to fucking know you're fucking out there. My face saying you couldn't fucking touch there. Therefore, you even shouldn't touch my shit. You want to know real shit, you could just write this shit. Come on, dude, you couldn't honestly be this. I'm the king. I play basketball for fucking Caesar's Palace, the Royal Palace. I'm like Alice in Wonderland. I'm fucking dancing your ass while I'm not getting tan. You couldn't touch anything that I could even bring. I want to hear your fucking sing a chorus. You can sing. Do something good, man. Come on, do something really realistic. I'm gonna family fucking party for fucking... whatever. You win.
Yeah. I come out like Wolverine and pull my claws out, dog. Give you some Thorazine and air to fucking halls out, dog. I go all out all when I put in my 2 pence. I make Dennis like you lose they sense. Guess who's back at it again, cracking on him. Cause his motherfuckers telling people Kurt rather be M. I leave you hurt, Merc, batted to sin, never challenge and win. Hit you with arithmetic so sick without spatter and phlegm. What the hell's the matter with him? Somebody get him some help. Cause if I had a steel fist, I'm so red it would melt. I leave you dead in hell before I'm taking a loss. I'll take your gloss, cross, ice, whatever, cheddar and frost. I leave you like an ex-wife is breaking it off. You're never making me
soft, you just give me practice. But it does hurt to see a bitch like you get the ass whipped. You ain't worth dirt, my shit's been digitally mastered. So my name is Kurt and you can remember it, you bastard.
Yo.
Yeah. Oh, fire, anger.
I can't hear anything production saying. Can you give him the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We muffed up. Can I get a beat? Put that beat on, please.
Give me the fucking
CD. I want a beat.
You know what? Let's have a re-battle.
Yeah, well, let's tell him let's do it when we're both live so you can hear it properly.
It'd be better if
we're
going to
do
live.
A re-battle.
It's kind of unfair because...
Yeah, well, I had to do it last time.
What? Yeah, tell him we'll do it next week properly.
We'll do it next week, all right, Dennis?
Thanks, Dennis.
Give me a date that we can do it, and I'll do it whenever. I'll be there.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he needs all a right. date.
Thanks, dude.
You know,
see
girls.
You, dude.
Hook him up, dude.
I will. It's all love.
It is pretty tough over the phone.
I think the last battle, Dennis did better.
But it's hard to tell because when the
look how scratched the CD the P-Duck just gave you. That shit won't even play.
I got two CDs.
Well, when the rapper's in the fucking room, it sounds better.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Still give me a beat anyway.
Actually, when the rapper's out of the room, it sounds better.
what am I doing now? What are you going to do?
Track one?
Yeah, track two, actually.
Track two.
Track two.
And what is this? It's just a beat.
Yeah, I just want to freestyle. Track two. Yo, Serious Faction, Radio Bam, Production. Don't care, fuck my mic off, yo. My name is Production, yo, I kill those mics. You and Jacasa go play, have a pillow fight. Cause you're a faggot, fuck, you like dildos, right? Radio Band fans say I'm the real deal and I'm white. So like a dog, man, I can sense your fright. So don't ever fucking think the Kurt Rents won't bite. Come across the side of your face, I'll lend you a hand. If there's violence in the man, I'm like Silence of the Lambs. Tongue is like a razor and it's cutting your face off. Rap game, I'm like Bam when he's touching a skateboard. I like Chad Gins when he's flicking the strings. My jab is splits lips, watch my fist when it swings. Bring up any battle, yo, it's hurtling time. Production, I'm on Serious, I murder a rhyme. Or should I say Faction to give myself a plug? I'm the best there ever was, give myself a hug. Your rhymes, they blow, but you dusted up. Are you dead sober, bitch? You must just suck. Don't ever try to battle me, you heard it before. My rhymes are like a Puerto Rican girl, fertile at four. So someone please tell this bastard he lost, for I dunk on his punk like it's basketball. MC, step up, it's a casting call. I'll battle anyone starting off with Asher Raw. Come on, Ashley, you know I'd smash you. I'm not in Westchester, but I just trashed you. And I already trashed a dude on the phone with me, but he brought no dough, so he lost for free. Fucker. Yo, Production.
Here we go. Give some more Louis.
All right. Let's check. Plug this in.
And now he's a gay wad.
Fuck, co-host. All right. Yo. Yo. Let me touch it. Yo.
Now we got Chad Eye on the guitar.
I banged centerfolds, but my ex was hotter. She had tits and ass, the whole enchilada. You can't describe her sweet like Aunt your mama. And she knew her own role and didn't ask for Prada. Hit you with a fist, your chest I'm impaling. I give good dick to chicks, ask Jessica Fallon. Did I really just put her on blast like that? It's not a live show, so it's something I can retract. Give her blunts and beers, yo, hand me that. And I fuck her so hard, I'll leave her handicapped. Dennis, you're a creep, you probably panty snatch. Never had a good girl with a fancy snatch. Dennis, you probably think that this honky's nuts. I love chicks with big tits and donkey butts. Center when I score, I'm like a hockey puck. Yo. Yo, Dennis, your mom's a whore, and you're a bitch.
What?
You got it? Come on, Bam, let me hear it.
What?
I want to hear the Bam freestyle.
Oh, I definitely don't freestyle. We got Chad Eye on guitar.
Oh, nice! Yo. Dun, 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 dun. Yo. Uh-huh. Yo. 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 I rage war on defenders, war so surrender. More carrot than you, call me a contender. These pretenders really ain't doing shit. Put me in a booth and I'ma fucking ruin it. I'm consuming it, you just dried up. I got the game in a knot, I got it tied up.
eyes. Why I should leave you confused when I shake some shit like that as I cruise the room. I look into the mirror, all I see is my doom. Black soul from hell wanting me to hurt dudes. Grab chicks, spray them with cum like it's perfume. I'm in a perk mood when I'm under the full moon. Consumed in my wound as I'm cutting myself. Fuck it and help, I'm working on destruction of self. Productional belt, you like a stepchild under the gun. I never sweat, I smile. Yo. Yo, she's calling me again.
Who, that girl restricted?
Yeah, should I pick it up?
Nah, let her hit a voicemail.
Calling me from these numbers that I can't see. Calling me from restricted numbers. Calling me from these numbers that I can't see.
I tell you from the start, you sound hot to trot. But every time that you call me, your number is blocked. It's leaving me back, or got me wondering why. Is it like a rap, or you want some other guy? So why would you want me to call you back? Trying to talk or stalk, what's the cause of that? Can't hear what you say, let me pause the track. Can you hear me now, baby? Just cough and laugh. Every Monday, like clockwork, it's on. You call me off and on until the break is on. Getting silent so much, I wanna break my phone. Cause it keeps on ringing like you bring me alone. Stop. Another 15 minutes and your number is locked. Keeps waking me up, it's really making me nuts. And I'm a pimp by blood, I ain't chasing no smuts. Really trying to talk, yo, I'm going ballistic. Every time that you call me, your number's restricted. Wanna jump on the scene, Mrs. Miss this. Mrs. put on some red lipstick, tattooed and kisses. But that's cool, I'm with it, and I know your voice. Yeah, I pimp bitches, but I'm alone by choice. So let me get them digits when you phone the void. Cause it comes up restricted, yo, I'm so annoyed.
Calling me from these numbers that I can't see. Calling me from restricted numbers. Calling me from these numbers that I can't see. Calling me from restricted numbers.
I'll get turned on when you call my cellular phone. Probably cause I imagine us getting it on. By your voice and your tone, I can tell that you're home. And you're just watching a movie and you're sitting alone. Thinking about me, Curtis Lee. You say let's hang out kinda nervously. But I don't know who you are, know you heard of me. But you're burning up a boy in the third degree. Sure she's fine dime instead of a fine eight. Restricted on the line, I'm out on a blind date. Cast my official line to find me a prime mate. Cause I kinda sorta thinking that I could just find fate. You could find it too up one time with you. So your number is blocked, so it's a guy to do. It's around 8 o'clock when you sliding through. You say you're not gonna stop, but I kinda do. So come on, baby girl, tell me what you're afraid of. Show me what you were made of. Show me how you can make love. I put in my time and it's time that you pay up. Deal with just lost for 10 days and I wake up. Talk all night, cause my jaw is cracked. Yeah, heart to heart and not a heart attack. You tell me that you love me, I won't fall for that. Dial star 82 when you call me back.
Calling me from these numbers that I can't see. Calling me from these stricken numbers. Calling me from these numbers that I can't see. Calling me from these stricken numbers.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
What do you got? Radio Bam.
Yeah.
Rap Day.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny, huh?
Yeah.
Rap Day.
I know, right? Rap Day.
Well, we got Louis. Why don't you sing your desert song?
I could try that out.
Hang on, I'm gonna play a song first, right. and then we'll hear Louis' song in the hot.
Still working on it. It's called the desert.
All right, I'm gonna play Lady Hawk, and this is My Delirium, and then we're coming back to hear Louis' song.
This is a fun song.
This is like Radio song. Bam. She was 28 Facts, and this song is rocking.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
For your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Oh, that is a great song. Really? Yeah, Lady, what is it called? Lady Hook?
Lady Hike.
Lady Hike. I like
Lady
that.
Hawk.
I really like that a lot.
You like that Silverstein Pack Cups?
Yeah, man. I really like them. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you witness a hit and run last night?
No, it was this morning as soon as I woke up.
What happened?
I went to get an energy drink, and I'm crossing Princeton Avenue. I hear, and I look over. Boom! Truck gets hit by this blue car, so I just start walking in to see if everybody's all right. Two gingers get out the car. That dude's like, hold on, I'm going to pull over and give you my information. He's out. Gone.
Man.
She's like, I should have had my son beat his ass. Could have had him light him on fire with his hair.
Did she even get the license plate, or was he too quick?
Nah, he was too quick. There.
Man.
And there was Jehovah Witnesses knocking on the corner door that was right there. And they're just, like, standing there and not even paying attention to the accident, still just trying to sell a friggin' Bible or recruit.
Yeah, they try to sell you on that shit.
Louis. Louis. Hang on, I'm going to pull right over so I can give you all my information.
And he was out.
Louis. Do you hear about that kid who, he put his hands on a weather balloon or whatever. He was 6 years old and just floated away.
No, it was a big publicity stunt. He
was
even in it. Yeah.
What happened?
The family just wanted to get famous for something stupid. He wasn't even in it.
Where was he?
He was in his room hiding.
And they just thought that he climbed in this weather balloon
and
floated up 10,000 feet.
They just wanted to get it on TV.
That's fucking lame.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
What about right by my house? You hear about that?
Well,
construction accident. There was a massive crane, 100 feet up in the air, and then it slowly dropped right to the ground. Dude, that would be a fucking.
That was a Bob crane too.
The thing is, it's a lot like a song I've been writing.
Yeah.
What's that song called?
It was an Ichabod Crane. Actually.
It's a little number I've been working on.
Picture dying like that. You're like 100 feet up in the air and you're just slowly falling to earth like, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit. Boom.
Spider-Man ain't there to save you.
And he drove it over one of those metal steel plates that couldn't support the weight of the vehicle.
I know the story.
Vehicle.
I know the whole deal.
Yeah. Apparently got shaken.
You guys aren't even on mic. So, Louie, I heard you wrote a song about the desert.
It's a little ditty I've been working on, yeah.
Were you writing this in the studio?
It's about being in the desert, and it's pretty hot there.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the studio with the Moxie, and I had a little downtime. Wasn't recording any bass lines, so I went off to another room and wrote this little number.
Did you really think hard on this one?
In the desert. It's only about 1/4 done, but I'll play you guys what I got.
Right. I'm sorry, it's called I already don't.
The Desert. Yeah. In the desert. Desert heat. In the desert. Back up, Chad. Baloney. It's a little break we're taking. Yeah, these streets are cold. Wicked.
Wicked meat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence.
You'll kick my ass in the battle.
Have you seen the ghost of John?
Long I'm working on it.
Bones with the skin all gone.
Wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on? No skin on. It's Halloween, dude, coming up, man. Who's dressing up? I want people to dress up on the CKY shows. I don't care if it's on Mischief Night.
Goshen
what are you
mortuary?
Dressing up as?
Goshen mortuary.
Dude, I wanted to fucking be Jabba the Hutt. I just wanted this massive Jabba costume to sit on the stage that I could just sit in a chair in, like, and have, like, a thing of Jack next to me and just kind of sitting in there playing guitar, like,
and have like a girl draped all over me. I got this one I'm thinking about, and I'm trying to keep as constant connection as I can during the show, I guess. If I'm Jabba the Hutt, is that non-exciting? I think it's hilarious. If,
oh, you should do it.
Like, sure. A massive Jabba concert. Like, it's so big.
Jabba the Hutt, ba-da-ba-ba, bitty-ba-ba, it's time to da-da.
And you could have Jabba's slut. Like, just... Yeah,
you can bring your date,
looseness.
Jabba the Slut.
Jabba's.
Did I write that one?
And what is a slut?
That'd be hilarious. What? What the fuck are you supposed to be? Oh, I'm Jabba the Slut.
Oh, that would be a disgusting costume, too. It's like.
How about Shipbird's ex-girlfriend? Like, at a Halloween party, all these girls dress up in, like, sexy, skimpy, like, cat outfits and Playboy bunnies and shit. She shows up as a fucking deer hunter, dude. With, like, camo gear on and fucking antlers and stuff. Fucking minging.
Deer hunter?
Yeah, like, camo gear with, like, an orange hat and fucking antlers hanging out. I was like, ew, man.
I love bitches who hunt.
Dude, like, Halloween is an excuse for girls to dress sexy and slutty and, like, they get away with it. She dresses as a goddamn motherfucking deer hunter, dude. Yeah.
They call it cunt that hunts.
Said, like, on, the cunt that hunts. On Halloween, you dress up as an old lady and, like, a deer hunter.
She has, like, camo face paint on and shit. I was like, ew, like, man. Fucking straight up, ew, dude.
Isn't hunting how you, like, prove that you're a man? Hunting for bitches.
She had a full body, like, overall, like, camo suit on, man, with, like, like, work boots. Like, hiking boots, dude. There's so nothing attractive about it.
Shipbird probably thinks that's attractive, though.
No. No, dude. What? They didn't fuck for, like, the last 5 months because he was like, because she, like, gained a bunch of weight because she hurt her foot, and, like, she just kept claiming that her foot still hurts, so she, like, gained a bunch of weight, and, like, her claim to wanting to fuck was, like, do you want to get in the bathtub with me? He's like, no, I'm cool. I already got a shower. Like, well, you know, it has been 5 months. Yeah, I'm still pissed about that fucking DUI I got 5 months ago. Like he claimed that he's mad about the DUI, and that's why he doesn't want to fuck.
Jeez. I passed by. I saw Shipper's truck outside doubling in a few times.
What's that? What's a doubling in?
Like, in the afternoon. The doubling in is just, like, the bar in Dublin.
Is there any girls dancing there?
No, there ain't no code. There's no girls dancing there. It's just like a shot in a beer bar.
Steve, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to get there, man.
Remember when Mohawk saw that girl? And she's like so wasted. He's like, man, you are a shot in a beer away from sucking a dick right now. Then 5 minutes later, she's sucking Waldy's dick in the bathroom.
This bar is perfect for Shipbirds, though. I'm sure he's very happy.
Man, you are a shot in a beer away from sucking the dick right now.
Sure enough.
Yeah, actually, I kind of am. Hey, where's Waldy? Then Waldy comes out all sweaty. He's like, oh, Jess, do you have any, like, fruit juice or anything? I need some fucking vitamins. He's all sweaty and dehydrated from booze and getting his dick sucked. Then he needs vitamins. All right, shit, I think it's time to go. So I'm going to end this with the new Veins of Jenna album.
I wonder if I have a Shipbirds track, too.
Maybe we can play a ship. Yeah, I'll throw a Shipbirds.
It's called The Art of Telling Lies. New Veins of Jenna, and they're playing at the Note on the 26th, so show up because it's going to be a rockin'.
John C.
Can you play it?
Yeah, Chad. Can you play it?
You said you had it on. Oh, yeah, I can put it in. I'll put it in, man.
All right, man.
All right, well, is that the end of Radio Bam?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Can we do it? Do we do enough time?
Yeah, we're good.
Radio Brent.
All right, this is Radio Brent Morgan signing off. 28 Faction. Later.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Hey, while I'm still here, actually, Oh, fuck. My Jesus damn Christ. Fucking phone. I'm gonna...
Oh. Well, I'm trying to give a shout-out. Oh.
Chad has been such a mess.
I am. Listen, I wanted to talk about just a couple CKY dates, just in case anybody doesn't know. We're coming through Europe everywhere. Check the fucking website, ckyalliance.com or myspace.com/CKY or any of the Facebooks relative to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lou Bro is coming out. Steve's a little pissed that Louie's going to do merch. Steve, are you pissed?
Furious.
Yeah, I know the fans are going to miss you, dude. He calls you an opportunistic rat. Is that offensive?
Come on, man.
Why? I mean, you did underbid him for the job.
I didn't underbid anyone.
You said, I'll do it for free.
I didn't say that.
you're not going to do it for free?
You guys are paying
so you're doing it for free?
Or $400 a day?
Don't he lie, dude. Hey, man. But CKY's got a lot of shows coming up. There's 3 shows in North Carolina this week. Shows start on the 22nd. What is it?
Myspace.com/LamoxySound.
No, the first gig's Mechanicsburg. Where is it, dude? I don't know. I haven't been paying attention, but I can't wait to get back on the fucking road. It's going to be a lot of fucking fun. Matty J's coming out on keys again. Good stuff happening. Going to Russia for the first time. So spread the word. CKY is back on the road. And we'll see you out there. Radio Bam!
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. Yay! Now we're going to play that Bane's Agenda track. This is from their new album?
Yeah, The Art of Telling Lies. It's the last track.
Just
the
saw
Art
that
of
movie.
Telling Lies.
Is it Ricky Gervais movie? Okay, here it is.
All the time. Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.